This is a Mikesh recording for Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Now we're moving on to the final section of the Masechta, even though it's not the last parak yet, where we're dealing with being mitaher oneself for the sake of the regel. So we have a lot of dinim of tuma and tahara. So these are a little foreign to us, perhaps. So it's worth learning these dinim and not to get scared of them. They're not scary. They just need to be understood properly, and the Gemara is not terribly difficult in terms of that understanding. So let's learn the Mishnah now. So the Mishnah is going to start off with Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is a din that's purely midrabanan, and was designed to protect that one should be extra careful in dealing with inyanim that require tahara. So the Chachamim were mitaking that one's hands only are considered a sheni latuma, even if his body is actually tahor, and he can take care of that tuma by washing Netilas Yadayim. So says the Mishnah, note them liyadayim, one has to wash netilas yadayim, lichulin, if you're just going to eat regular bread, ula meiser, or if you're going to eat meiser or meiser sheni bread, ula truma, or if you're going to eat truma bread, ula kodesh, or even if you're going to eat korbanos, so, ula kodesh matbilin, sorry, I messed that up. For hektish, you actually, even if you're Torah, you have to dunk your hands, you can't actually just wash netilas yadayim. Ula chatas, and similarly, you have to dunk your hands for the sake of touching the paraduma water, the water with the ashes of paraduma mixed in. Im nitmu yadav nitmu gufo. And if his hands become tamei in such a way, not that actually his body is tamei, but in another din derabanan, for example, Sifrei Kodesh, scrolls of Tanakh, had a din that they were mitamei the hands. We're not going to get into why that is right now. But so if you would touch a scroll of Tanakh, you would then have to go to the mikvah, even though technically midrabanan only your hands are tameh, but the Chachamim made a takana that if you want to get involved with hektish at that point, you would have to go to the mikvah. Next, taval l'chulin. Let's say you went to the mikvah, but you only had in mind that you were doing it so that you could eat regular bread while you were tar. Huchsuk l'chulin. Therefore, you consider tar dafka for chulin. Aser l'maiser, but you're not allowed to eat maiser. Tava la meiser, huchsuk la meiser, aser la truma. Same thing for a meiser, but you're not allowed to eat truma, which is a higher level of kedusha. Tava la truma, huchsuk la truma, aser la kodesh. And let's say a kohen wanted to eat truma, so he went to the mikvah to make sure he was tar so that he could eat truma. He's still not allowed to eat korbanos, because the tevila that he went into the mikvah with, having in mind that he was dafka doing it for the sake of truma, does not permit you to eat korbanos. Tava la kodesh, huchsuk la kodesh, aser l'chatas. And if he went to the mikvah for the sake of becoming tahor so that he could eat korbanos, he's still not allowed to offer the paraduma water with the ashes. Tava l'chomur mutter l'kal. But if he went to the mikvah and he said, I'm having in mind and I'm doing following the halachos that this is going to work dafka for the paraduma, so then it works for everything. Tava v'lo huchsuk ki'ilu lo tava. But if he went to the mikvah and he did not have any intent, he didn't think why he was going to become, he didn't even want to have tahor, he just wanted to go for a swim, so then that doesn't count for any of the above. Fine. Big day am ha'aretz, new point in the Mishnah, the clothing of an am ha'aretz, medris leprushin. So they have a tumah of medris for people who were careful to be tahor. We're going to call them the prushim in this case. So what does that mean? It means that the Chachamim made a takana that a stam am ha'aretz is like a zav. That a zav has a rule that everything that he is stepping on or lying on or sitting on, he is metameh it as an av ha'tumah. That's called tumas medris. So the Chachamim made a takana so that people shouldn't get involved with am ha'aretz, so that they have a din of a zav, and therefore their clothing has to go to the mikvah. They have to go to the mikvah. Their clothing has to go to the mikvah if a person who's careful about tum and tara wants to get involved with them. So their clothing has a din for a person who's careful about tum and tara as if it's an av hatum. Big day prushin medris l'ochle truma. And even a person who's careful about staying tahor, his clothing is considered tamei tumas medris compared to a kohen who's careful about eating truma. Big day ochle truma medris l'kodesh. And so too, even a kohen is careful about eating truma, but he's not at the Beis HaMikdash thinking he's going to eat kachim at this point. His clothing is tameh compared to somebody who's going to eat kachim. Big day kodesh medris l'chatas. And so too, for hektish going to the level of the paraduma. Yosef ben Yoezer, hayachasid shebekuhuna. Yosef ben Yoezer was the big tzaddik of all of the Kohanim. V'hoisa mitpachto medrish l'kodesh. And even so, his headscarf, his clothing was considered medrish if he wasn't holding by eating hekdesh at that time. Yochanan ben Gudgada haya ochel al taras hakodesh kol yama v'hoisa mitpachto medrish l'chatas. So too, Yochanan ben Gudgada was always so careful to eat everything while he was completely tahor, and afal pikein, when it comes to, since he wasn't doing the paraduma, so his clothing was considered tamei regarding somebody who wanted to offer the paraduma. Okay, so let's begin the Gemara. The Gemara starts with a kasha. Chulin u'maiser mi ba'u netilas yadayim. Wait, when you're going to eat chulin, or you're going to eat maiser sheni, that requires netilas yadayim. V'rimini, I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa. Hatruma b'habikurim chayevin aleyem misa. If a person who is not qualified, meaning a non-Kohen, eats truma or eats bikurim, he is chayev misa b'dei shamayim v'chomesh, or if he does it b'shogeg, he has to pay back not just the amount that he ate, but add 20, which is really 25%. But asur lezarim, and as we've said, a zar is not allowed to eat them. V'hei nichsei kohen, they belong to the kohen. V'olim b'echad b'meya, and if they get mixed together with regular food, in order to be mavato them, you need 100 times their amount. V'tu'unim netilas yadayim v'harav shemesh. And not only that, if you want to eat them first, you need to wash netilas yadayim. Or if you went to the mikvah, you not only have to go to the mikvah, but you have to wait till nightfall that night. Harei elu b'trumo v'bikurim. Ma she'en kein b'meiser. These are things that apply to truma and bikurim, but not meiser. The kosher game of chulin, and they certainly don't apply to chulin. So basically, one of the things on the list was netilas yadayim. So it shouldn't apply to meiser, and it shouldn't apply to chulin. You shouldn't have to wash your hands. Kasha meiser on meiser, kasha chulin on chulin. So our Mishnah seems to say for meiser and for chulin, you have to wash. And here it's clear that you don't have to wash. So Gemara says not so fast. Chulin on chulin. Kasha chulin achulin bishlam a meiser. I'm reading it wrong. Sorry, bishlam a meiser a meiser lo kasha. So one type of meiser, one case of meiser where you do have to wash, to the other case of the brisa where you don't have to wash. That's not a kasha. Ha Rabbi Meir v'harabban, because this is actually subject to machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and the rabbanan. It's not, as we have the following mishnah. Kol aton bias mayim midivrei sofrim metame es hakodesh uposel min hatruma. Anything that would require you mid the rabbanan to be metare yourself with water, so that will make hektish tame, and it will also make truma tame that you can't eat it. Umutar lechulin ulamaiser, but you would be allowed to use it to eat chulin and meiser, divrei Rabbi Meir. So you see clearly, Rabbi Meir holds you don't have to wash netilas yadayim for chulin and for meiser, but chachamim osrim b'meiser, and the chachamim say no, you can't even touch meiser, so you'd have to wash netilas yadayim before that. So when it comes to chulin, so it sounds like no one holds you have to wash. Ela chulin achulin kasha. So chulin achulin, meaning our Mishnah says you have to wash for chulin, and this brisa sounds very clear. You don't have to wash for chulin, and therefore it's a kasha. Lo kasha, Sigmar says not a kasha either. Kan ba'achila, kan b'negia. One is talking about when you want to eat regular bread, and one is talking about if you're just touching the bread. If you're a baker, if you're serving, if you're a waiter, you don't have to wash the tilas yadayim before you touch the bread. Only the takana was only when you want to eat the bread. So, frek the Gemara, maskif la Rav Simi bar Ashi ad kan lo pligi rabbanan alei de Rabbi Meir ela ba'achila de meiser. So the rabbanan only argue on Rav Meir when you want to eat meiser. Abba b'negia de meiser v'achila de chulin lo pligi, but they don't disagree with Rav Meir when you're just touching meiser, meaning you don't have to wash, and when you eat chulin, they say you don't have to wash. So clearly, we have sources in the braisa that even say the chachamim say you don't have to wash when you're eating regular chulin bread. Ella idi v'idi be'achila. So you have to say they're talking about eating chulin. V'lo kasha, and it's still not a kasha. Kan ba'achila de nahama. One is talking about eating bread. V'kan ba'achila de peire. And one is talking about eating fruits. Meaning when you're eating non-bread items that are chulin, you don't have to wash. To Amar Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said, kol anot al yadav l'peres, harei zeh migasei haruach. A person who washes before he eats fruit, he is considered being arrogant. It's not appropriate to be so machmer on yourself that you wash netilas yadayim before you eat fruit. So basically what's coming out of this is that our Mishnah is talking about washing before you eat bread, and the Braises were saying that you don't have to, according to the Chachamim, you don't have to wash for non-bread chulin products. Tana Rabbanan, we have the following brice, anotel yadav niskavein, yadav tahoros lo niskavein, yadav temeos. When you wash nefilas yadayim, you have to have in mind that you're making them tahor. And if you didn't, then your hands are still tamei. And so too, if you dunk your hands in a mikvah, if you had kavanah that they should be tahor, it works. And if you did not have kavanah that they should be tahor, it does not work. They are still tameh. So v'hatanya, but we have a conflicting brisa, bein niskavin, bein lo niskavin, yadav tahoros. Whether you had kavanah or not, your hands are still tahor. So it works no matter what. So I'm Rav Nachman, lo kasha. Rav Nachman says it's not a contradiction. Kan l'chulin, kan l'maiser. Going over to your test, Amid Aleph now. So we're saying that when it comes to eating chulin, you do not need to have kavanah. But when it comes to wanting to eat maiser, you do need to have kavanah. And obviously for any level above that. We'll go a little bit further, even though we're not going to get to the end of the discussion. Who says you don't have to have kavana when you wash for chulin? The Tanan, as we learned in the following Mishnah, gal shenitlash ubo arba imsa'a. So let's say you have the following, you have a big pile of, you know what, we're not going to continue here. Sorry about that. We're going to hold here, and we'll continue Bezrus Hashem next time on Yud Tes Aleph.